From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The House of Representatives is debating legislation to extend tax cuts and unemployment benefits beyond the end of the year. The bill also includes a 2011 cut in Social Security taxes. President Obama has been urging lawmakers not to make any changes to the legislation. The measure was passed by the Senate yesterday. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he'll try to work with Republican Leader Mitch McConnell on a temporary spending bill. Reid has withdrawn a catch-all funding bill after losing Republican votes for a package loaded with earmarks. The U.S. trade deficit with the rest of the world rose to its highest level in 2 years. As NPR's Brett Neely reports, it's a sign that Americans are spending again.
Imports from overseas were up almost 2% to nearly $500 billion, according to the latest figures from the Commerce Department. Whether it was iPhones made in China, T-shirts made in Bangladesh, or dishwashers made in Germany, we bought more of them in the third quarter of the year. It's another sign that American consumers are showing more confidence in where the economy is headed. The U.S. also exported more goods, sending more than $300 billion worth of airplanes, machinery, and food to the rest of the world. That combination of stronger consumer spending and growing exports may be one reason why weekly jobless claims fell slightly for the second week in a row. But the economy will have to grow faster to bring unemployment down from its current rate of 9.8%. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
A new analysis of California census data shows the state's high cost of living makes it barely affordable for most homebuyers and renters to live in the state. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, California homeowners are spending more of their paycheck on housing than residents in other states.
More than half of California's mortgage-holding homeowners spend more than 30% of their monthly income on housing. The same is true for renters. Paying 30% of monthly income is a conventional measure of affordability. The numbers come from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. The average California homeowner spends almost $2,300 a month, while the national average is just $1,500. The sale of new and existing homes and condos dropped from a year ago. More than 37% of existing California homes sold in November had been foreclosed on during the past year. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Nokia is suing Apple in Britain, Germany, and the Netherlands for allegedly infringing its patents with technology used in the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The complaints follow earlier lawsuits by Nokia claiming that a broad swath of Apple products violate its patents. Stocks posted modest gains once again on Wall Street following a series of upbeat economic reports. The Dow added 41 points. The Nasdaq gained 20. Shares of MasterCard and Visa fell after the Federal Reserve announced that it might place a 12-cent cap on debit card fees. This is NPR News. Scientists at Harvard have assembled a gigantic collection of words from books published over the past four centuries. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, their intent is to provide a new tool for studying cultural evolution.
The researchers started with 5 million books that Google has scanned and converted into electronic form. They then assembled a database of all the words in those books, hundreds of billions of them. The collection is now available online at www.cultureomics.org. Anyone can check to see how often a particular word or short phrase was used in books each year over the past two centuries. The collection charts linguistic changes, also the fleeting nature of fame, as celebrities are mentioned very often in books for a while, then gradually fade from view. In recent decades, that's happened even more quickly. The researchers say book writers seem increasingly focused on the present and uninterested in dates or people from the past. Dan Charles, NPR News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is spending the night at an English country mansion after a British judge granted his release from jail. A spokesman says the location has a fast internet connection that will allow Assange to continue posting classified data on his website. Assange must wear an electronic monitoring device while fighting extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning in a sex abuse case. His supporters say he's really being persecuted because of his controversial website. Filmmaker Blake Edwards has died in Santa Monica, California. He was 88. Edwards directed many popular films, including the classics Breakfast at Tiffany's and Days of Wine and Roses and The Pink Panther. Edwards had been battling complications from pneumonia. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.